thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Job 8, verse 7, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. The Lazy Bee Ranch sits on 67,400 hectares. Most of it is scrub bush, and it's been in the Day family since 1881. When Harry and Ada May Day had their first child, a baby daughter, they travelled 300 kilometres to a hospital to the delivery and brought her home to a difficult life. The four-room mud brick house had no running water or electricity, and there was no school within driving distance. You would think with such limited resources, the little girl's future might be limited, but Harry and Ada May were determined their children would have the best education possible. They subscribed to metropolitan newspapers and magazines and read to their child hour after hour. When her daughter was 4 years old, Ada May began her on the Calvert method of homeschooling and later saw she went to the best boarding schools possible. One summer, they took their children on a car trip to visit all the state capitals in America west of the Mississippi River. When young Sandra was ready for college, she went to Stanford University, then on to law school, and eventually she became the first woman justice to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States of America. Be willing to start small, otherwise you won't start at all. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have, use what God's given you and He will bless it. Stand on this scripture for your children. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly. Vision's word for today is invest in your children.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.